Okay, so then we're on Shin Samach Beis, Sifkot Nalev. So the Loshen of the Shulchan Aruch, we're talking about a case of a Gezeilo. In Sif Aleph, we're talking about a Gezeilo Sheloi Nishtanes, that has to go back as it is to the original owner. And unless it's gone through some shinui, even in the hands of the ganav,
right.
And then in Sif Gimel, mecharoa gazlan or nesona b'matzono. So now he introduces a shinui rishus. So the gazlan now gives it or sells it to a third party. Afal pi shaloi nishtanes hagazela. Even though the gazela has not gone through any shinui, other than that shinui rishus, so the object itself has gone through no shinui, but it's gone into new ownership. Eino chozeres ba'atzmo miyad halukeach. The lukeach is not obligated to return it directly to the, or to return it back to the ganav, the original owner. Choyel v'nisiyashu habayli. And the reason for that is because there's been yeish. Had the Baalim not been Miyashim, then the final owner would not have been Koinet. But since there's been a Shinui Rishus to the final owner, and the Baalim have been Miyashim, Bein Lifnei Mechira Unusino, Bein L'Acha Mechira Unusino, and it doesn't make any difference if this Yeyush is before or after the act of sale, Kena'o HaLokeach B'Yeyush V'Shinui Rishus, the Lokeach acquires it through that combination of Yeyush and Shinui Rishus. It sounds like Yeyush and Shinui Rishus either are two kinyonim or combined to form a kinyon, or a kinyon. It almost seems as if they themselves are the kinyon, but that's what the Kesach HaKoshen goes into. V'yesh Cholkin, back in Shin Nun Gimel. And what do the Cholkin hold?
We were wondering if the Cholkin is based on that sequence of when the Yesh happened, not on the fact that Yesh and Shinu Rishus are kind.
Just whether the Yeish can happen after the Mechira, it has to be before.
Right. That's, yeah. Chaber is saying it doesn't matter.
Yes.
Bein lefnei, bein lachar, which is the Shitas Rambam.
Right. So says the Ktzos HaChoshen, Nistapakti benosan hagzelo la'achar Yeish lekoton b'matono. My sofek is what happens if the gift that the gazlan gives to the third party is to a koton. Im ha-koton koine is to be yesh v'shinei rishus. Can the koton be koine this chefetz with the combination of yesh and shinei rishus in the same way that a godel would be able to? Why not? Mishum de koton eino koine min ha-toiro el ha-chashidas acheres makne. The reason why maybe not is because a koton needs das acheres makne. He can't be zoche in something himself. He needs somebody to be makne to him. But here, where the gazlan is not koine on yeush alone, loy havi das acheres makne. So it's not as if the gazlan had complete ownership of it and then was makne to the koton. The gazan himself didn't have complete ownership of it because there was no shinui rishus, so he had only yeush, and yeush bichti is loy kanye, as we learned in sif aleph of the previous siman. Yeush alone can't be koine, so you need shinui rishus. Since there wasn't yet shinui rishus, the shinui rishus only takes place when he gives it to the other, and the other is a koton. The koton was acquiring it from somebody who himself didn't own it, and therefore there was no das acheres makne, is what he suggests. It doesn't seem to be like a sofik. It seems to be almost vadai that the koton, the way he's positioned it, it's going to be hard to argue that the koton can be koine, but he has a sofik, so obviously there's another tzad coming.
Right. And the havamina here is, maybe the ganav himself would be the das acheres, and he would be the das acheres on behalf of the child. But how can he? He cannot be the das acheres because he himself does not own it.
Right. He himself has no ownership yet, so how could he be the das acheres? And certainly the first bailim on the das acheres is what we're worried about. V'niri de lefi shitas tosfus v'harosh v'haramban. So there's one school of thought which is Tosfos the Rosh and the Ramban. Taima diyesh v'shinei rishus hayne mishum de behesera ate liyode de lokeach. The whole way that Shinui Rishus works is not that Shinui Rishus is any kind of kinyan in and of itself. It's merely that Shinui Rishus creates a circumstance of Be'etera Bo'liyodo. It makes it more like an Aveda. Isn't that so? So as we learned in the last Sif Kotna, Aveda has no Tzad Isur in it. I'm not talking about the complicated case of Aveda that we learned last week, but just the regular case of Aveda, there's no Tzad Isur, so Yeyush alone works. So with the Shinui Rishus, what Shinui Rishus does for the third party is it creates, like Aveda, a situation where they're holding something from which the original Ba'alim have been Miyashim, and it's Be'etera Bo'liyodo. That's what Shinui Rishus does, but it's not it's in and of itself some magical kinyan. Chumavua b'tez v'sarish perek gulav ha'gozel v'ramban perek ha'gozel. As is clear in Tosfos and the Ramban there. V'im kein, Shinui Rishus lav kinyan hu klal. So then, as we said, Shinui Rishus is in itself not a kinyan, and we noticed in the Loshon of the Shulchan Aruch, although it's not non-muchet by any means, but the Loshon of Shulchan Aruch seemed to be that he's koine b'yeyush v'shinui Rishus, seemed to imply that he holds that Shinui Rishus is part of the kinyan. According to the Rosh, the Tosfos and the Ramban, Shinui Rishus is not a kinyan at all. It merely creates the circumstance in which Yeyush can work.
Right.
So what is the kinyan that works? It's Yeyush. Kivan debetera asaliyode. Yeyush is the kinyan. And we began to see last week that Yeyush is more than, especially when Tosfos says that Yeyush is more than Hefker, that it's not just that the Ba'alim disengages, it's almost that the Yeyush somehow is almost makne to whoever is machzik. It's not that it gives you the right to be koine. The Yeyush itself seems to be virtually a kinyan. And if you're holding something that the Ba'alim have been miyashim from, and you got it behetera, it's yours, not because you did a kinyan in it. The Yeyush is the kinyan, it seems. And here he says again, the kinyan that the lokeach uses to get it is the kinyan yeyush for some reason. Kivan debeteru ateliyode. Ve'im kein, binasone lekoton, in giving it to a cotton, lekodas acheres makna. Kivan dehame kabel zoiche machmas atzmoi beyeush. Okay, she says, so this, since normally the way Yeyush works when there's a Shinui Rishus is because the Mekabel got it beheter and it becomes like Aveda and Yeyush can work. The cotton ba'aveda ain't lo zechiyo min atira elem ipnei darkei sholem. And the only reason that a cotton can even be zoche with an Aveda is because of darkei sholem. V'hod de'ein avakeach zoche bal kofa shel hagazlin. And this, so how did you understand this? We've got to actually look at the Tosfos inside, probably, that a lokeach is not zoyche bal kofa shel hagazlin, meaning what?
Okay, well, so before we get on to the bal kofa shel hagazlin,
right.
Step before, why does the Ketzos introduce similarity to Aveda and saying that a cotton is not zoyche bal Aveda, isn't das acheres makne that deficiency sufficient? Why does he move on to the fact that the cotton can't be zoche b'aveda with the roster?
I think that's partially, isn't that the origin of why a cotton can't, why he needs das acheres makne?
You feel that's the lack?
The fact that a cotton can't, why can a cotton not be zoche b'aveda? Because there's no das acheres makne.
Right, but if you had das acheres makne, then that would work. It would supersede it. And the way I understood it a moment ago is that the only reason behetera you can be koine is because it's similar to aveda.
Right.
Just like an aveda is behetera.
Right.
So too yeyush.
So yeyush can work. Yeyush can take effect.
Right. now you show a weakness here that we're dealing with a child, and first problem is that a child can not be koine an aveda. So you've dismantled the yeish shin rishus. Maybe that's why he brings it.
That's why he needs a das acheres magnet. So yeish alone doesn't work with a cotton. I think one of the things we're going to have to look at is yeush a kind of das acheres. So hefker is definitely not. There's no das acheres and stam hefker. Something which is stam hefker, a child wants to pick it up. There's no das acheres machnes. And midoraisa, the child can't be koine. And that applies be avedo as well, where the yeush in avedo is like a kind of a hefker. So the yeush in the case of an avedo, the bailim has given up. The object is now available for anybody. Child wants to get it. He's not getting it from the bailim. He's getting it from nobody. And that's a problem for a kotzer.
So we could read from the imkain.
V'imkain, shinu rishus, that one?
No, the imkain, benosne lekotzen lekadas cheres makna. The problem, kevan, the hamekabel zeicha machmas atzmo, the yish, is he now talking about in a general case?
I think we're talking about our case here. So if the ganav wants to give it to a cotton, lekodas acheres makne. Kivan d'hamekabel zoiche machmas atzmoi b'yeush, because the mekabel would normally be mekabel not because of the matona, but because of yeush. When he talks about a mekabel here, he's saying, if he weren't a cotton, if a gazlan gives something to a third party, the third party is not koineh from the gazlan, he's koineh from yeush. And for the cotton, that doesn't work. If he was really being koineh from the gazlan, then there would be a das acheres makneh. But since when a gazlan gives it to a third party, the third party is koineh from yeush, not from the gazlan. If the third party is a cotton, there's no das acheres makneh, and he cannot be koineh.
Right, so the only reason they introduced the idea of Aveda is that a regular person who's koine from a ganev is not the ganev, and he is kind of a heter, and when he's kind of a heter, it's almost as if it's a regular Aveda case, and now I transfer over to the child, and the child can't work in an Aveda.
There are three steps to the argument. The first step is when a gazlan gives it to a third party, it's... there's no das acheres. He's koine from yeush. The third party is koine from yeush. Point one. Point two. Uchamoy be'avedo de'be'etere ateliyode. That works exactly. The third party is zoche, the same as if he was zoche from an avedo. All that the shinui does is the shinui rishus simply makes it heterable liyode, and puts him into the category of a moitze avedo legabi his ability to be koine from yeush. And the third point. And this third party who has been placed into the category of a Moitze Avedo, if that third party is a cotton, can't be koine, the same as you can't be koine from a Moitze Avedo. It's like three steps to the argument that there's no way that the gazlan can give it over to a cotton and the cotton can be koine.
But are there therefore two reasons why the cotton can't? First of all, there's no das acheres because the gazan wasn't an owner himself. And the second reason is that, in the sense that it's similar to an aveda because he's koine machmas yeush, a cotton can't be koine an aveda.
Those two are really the same. So what he's saying is, again, if you go through the three steps, but it all comes to one reason. When gazan gives it to a third party, he creates heter for the third party, which makes him like a Motze Aveda. A child can't be... So the third person is like a Motze Aveda, and a child can't be Koine an Aveda because there's no Das Acheres.
So working backwards, if a child wanted to pick up an Aveda, you would need a Das Acheres.
Yes, the child cannot be Zofi an Aveda except Mipnei Darkei Sholem. Midoraisa, the child can't be zeichin the aveda.
Okay.
And what if you had a man there and he was the Das Acheres?
So it would be fine. If the man picked it up, if the man picked it up from Hefker and gave it to the child, that would be fine. Because the man was Zoche and he gave it to the child. But here the Ganav is never Zoche.
Right, but when we were learning this piece, the original problem was that there is no Das Acheres because the Ganav himself doesn't own it. Mm-hmm. So once you're missing the Das Acheres, the child has, there's no means for him to acquire. As you move further along in the Ketos, it seems to be there's a new problem as well, that a child cannot be Koinen Aveda.
So, no, it's the same thing. The reason a child can't be Koinen Aveda is because there's no Das Acheres Makne. It's one and the same. All he's doing over here is showing how the third party is like a Motzei Aveda. And the same limitations that apply to a Kotan in a Motzei Aveda will apply to a Koine Min HaGazlin. A Kotan HaKoine Min HaGazlin. That it's exactly that he's limited as he would be limited if he was Motzei and Aveda.
Okay.
And he simply takes you through the steps of getting there so that you shouldn't say that the Gazlin plays any part in being Makneh to the third party. The way Shinu Rishus works is just by creating a situation for the third party, which is like a Motzei Aveda.
That's right. So then we were struggling with the next line, wondering where this comes in.
The one now, after Dakei Shalom.
Yes.
Yes, so that I'm also struggling a little bit. The Vahade and Alokeach, this one. And I think that we've probably got to learn the Tosfos in Bava Kamma. V'hod ein halokeach zoche bal kocho shel hagazlin. And the reason that the lokeach cannot be zoche, so why do you need it, as I'm understanding it before we've looked at the Tosfos, he seems to be saying that there seems to be a din that the gazlin can't be koine if the gazlin doesn't, the third party can't be koine if the gazlin doesn't want him to be koine. He can't come and grab it from the gazlin.
Right.
The gazlin has to give it to him, which seems to be like a Das Acheres Makne. If there's really no Das Acheres Makne, and if the third party is really like a Motzei Aveda, surely he can do it by Kocho Shel Gazlin. The gazlin is now irrelevant in the whole picture. All the gazlin does was create Yeyush. So the gazlin is in place of the Maise Aveda, of dropping it. So all the Gazan has done is he has parted the Heftza from the owner in a way that brought the owner to Yeyush. But he got no Zechir in it. If he's hadn't got no Zechir in it, why can the third party not grab it from him? Why do you need the Das, the Das of the Gazan?
She answers now. Where did we see the halacha? They can't go into the house of the gazlan and take the golden item.
So we'll have a look at it in Tosfos here. But what he's saying is that the reason for that is to be potter from the gazlan. Sheitzicha doesn't lipotter min hanigzal. Otherwise, the nigzal could come and take it away from the third party. So you've got to get hetera bol yodo. If he were to grab it from the gazlan, it wouldn't be hetera bol yodo, and it would simply be a continuation of the Maisa Gezel, and the Nigzal can come and claim it from the third party. So you need that legitimate sale, which makes the third party innocent. That's what you really want. You want innocence in the third party, so that he's like an Amotzei Aveda. So it's not because you need the gazlan, to be active in being makne. The only reason that it can't be bal kocho shel gazlin is to create innocence in the third party.
Well, the logic actually given is so that the ganav retains the ability to be meishev the gazela.
How do you mean?
Well, we should read a little further, but one of the reasons why you cannot take it away, it'll come up in the next line.
Okay, so let's see. Aval kivan shenesono midato, hare hamekabel zoche machmas atzmoy beyeush. But once the gazlan willingly gives it to a third party, that third party is Koineh from Yeyush, he's not Koineh from the Ganav.
Right, but if we could go back one line. Mikol makom asr lehachzik bo. If you look at that Tosfos, kol shelokdu aniyim.
And Shem mikol makom asr lehachzik bo, he can't just be machzik. The third party can't just be machzik it from the Ganav. Because you need the gazlan's giving it away, gifting it or selling it, so as to create innocence in the third party, which patters him from the nigzal.
I see. Okay, incorrectly, we thought that the gazlan had to have the opportunity to hold on to this thing so that he could actually return it.
I see what you're saying. Also, lastly, but mitnei sheitzricho legazlan lipoter min hanigzal.
I don't believe I think we made a mistake.
I don't know. Let me just think. Maybe we've got to look at the Tosfos. You're saying the reason you can't be machzik it from the gazlan because unless the gazlan gives it away, he still needs to have the right to return it.
Tzricho legazlan lipoter min hanigzal.
Let me just look at the Tosfos. That's not the way I learned it. I learned it that you need to create innocence in the Nigzal.
To create a case of
so that he's like a Motze Aveda. So like he's a genuine, if he was just Maxikit from the Gazan, then he's part of the Gazela. He's not a Motze Aveda. It's not Be'etera Ba'aliyoda. He's part of the Isur. What creates Be'etera Ba'aliyoda is if he says the Ganav gave it to me. I didn't know where it came from or what it was. The Gazan gave me something. And the fact is the original Bailim were Miyashim, and that's how I was Zoche. I just want to look in Tosfos. Do you have the Tosfos handy, the Tosfos in Bava Kamma?
Yeah.
I just want to see if we can see from Tosfos exactly how to learn it.
I think
the Tosfos is learning like you did. Because if you're looking at that's right, Mikol Mokom Kivan Shekol Odom Osu Lahakzik Bo, stand a person can't just become and be machzik. Mipnei Shehit Tzricho LeGazlon LiPoter. It's needed by the Gazlon to become Potter. He has a certain zchus in it. The Gazlon has a right in it. He doesn't have a right of ownership, but he has a right to use it to patter himself from Gazela.
Yeah, there's actually a little asterisk on the Tosfos that says Shairei Mechuyev L'Shalim L'Haniza.
Right.
Maybe that's what the Hoshev, returning the.
But hasn't been part of
it. That's the Saber. To return the stolen item. We're speaking about the Ganav himself.
Yeah, I think the way Tosfos is saying it is exactly as you learned it, that he can't take, the reason a third party can't grab it is because you're denying the Gazlan the ability to return it, which he's entitled to.
Why is the Tosfos putting it in here? He just told us the problem with the child. And then he adds, "Behold, ain't a lekeach
zeichel." Okay, so now he says, so now we have a problem. The problem is that there's a din that you can't be machzik unless the gazlan gives it to you or sells it to you. You can't just go and be machzik in it. Why not? If you're Zoche directly from Yeyush and it's Kemotze Avedo, and the Ganav never had any Bailus in it, why can't a third party grab it himself? Why do you need the Das of the Gaznan? If I'm right, says the Ksos, that the Gaznan plays no part in it, and so it's the third party who has Birushus Atel Yodeh, why can he not be Maksik it directly? What part does the Gaznan play altogether in that case, in transferring it to the third party? Says,
but even if he were to answer in some fashion, does this not still present a problem in that you need an active, positive das makne for a katan? And if I'm for a loker, maybe a regular gadol, you could
use it himself.
Maybe this havamin of being maksik, but how would it even help a katan?
No, it's not a question of helping the cotton. It would simply undermine his suggestion that the gazan is not a das acheres. Because the way he's established it so far is that the gazan is almost... All the gazan did was he separated the object from the owner. Then the owner was miyayish. So the gazan facilitated the yeyush, which was makne to the third party. The gazan was just a facilitator. If the gazan is just a facilitator, why does he have to willingly sell it or gift it to the third party? Why can't the third party take it on his own?
When a katan's ability to coin requires a das acheres, is that a active requirement? And that's the only way a katan could be coiner, or is it? He seems to be going along the path over here that as long as I don't have any barriers, that even a katan could be coiner.
But it does need a das acheres. He does need a das acheres. Merely being be'etera b'oliyoda is not enough for a cotton. That's why a cotton cannot be motzen aveda, cannot be zochen an aveda. So it's not enough for a cotton just to have be'etera b'oliyoda. He needs the active participation of a makne.
Right. So therefore, why is it that a gazlan, if I can somehow push the gazlan out of the picture and be maksik, why would that be helpful to a cotton?
All it means is it would seem from this din that the third party cannot be maksik without the participation of the gazlan. So it would seem that the gazlan's willingness, like as giving it away in a gift, is a das acheres makne. So if that were right, if his thesis or if his initial assumption were right, since doing it without the gazlan is not an option for an adult, for a girl, a third party cannot be koine without the gazan's active participation, so clearly the gazan is a makne of some sort. If the gazan is a makne of some sort, wouldn't that work for a cotton as well? Answers the ktsos, he is not a makne at all. There's another reason altogether, a side reason why you need his acquiescence. Because if he's not acquiescent to the transfer to the third party, then you've basically deprived him of his opportunity to return the gazela. So you've stolen that from him. You haven't stolen the object because he never had the object. But he had the rights to return the object and patter himself from the nigzal.
Okay, so Vaha in the Ktos is the Ktos answering the question
Vaha is the kasha. What will you say about the fact that a lokeach, a third party, needs the rotzon of the gazlan, otherwise he can't be zoche, which seems to imply that the gazlan is in some way a das acheres makne, and it should work for a cotton as well? No, says the Ktos. The reason is completely different. The reason is just so as not to do the gazlan out of his rights to return the gazela.
Okay.
But he's not a das acheres makne. The kinyan remains from the kinyan yeyush, says the Ktos. So that's all according to the Rosh, the Ramban, and the Tosfos.
Right, and the final line of Avol, Kevin Shenostan b'daitoi, Arim Kavol Zecho Machmas Atzmei b'yeyush, and that's b'hetera at this point.
And that's why it won't help for a cotton.
So now going back to the original Sofek, he's basically saying, according to the Shitas, I have no Sofek. He simply cannot be Koine.
Yes, at this point, at the current of the Ramban, the Rashi, and Tosfos, I've resolved it that this din would not apply to a cotton. Aval l'shitas haRambam, not so simple. Why? The Svira Lei afilu shinui rishus v'achakach yeyush nami koine. He holds that even if the shinui rish, if the yeyush comes after the shinui rishus, it works. The afagav dibi isuri osiliyode, which means that when the third party got it, it was b'isur, because he got the shinui rishus before there was a yeyush. So the Rambam doesn't treat the third party like a moitze aveda. The Rambam has a whole different mahalach in why the third party is zoche. V'tzorich loyma d'shinui rishus be'atzmai havikinyan b'tziruf yeyush. So according to the Rambam, like we wanted to be medayik in the loshon of the Shulchan Aruch, according to the Rambam, shinui yeyush and shinui rishus combined are the kinyan. And it doesn't matter which comes first, but you need those two for the kinyan to work. Being kain sorry?
Even be'isr.
Even be'isr, as long as ultimately there's yeyush, yes. Because the only reason isr and heter is only legabi making the third party like a motze aveda. So far we've got the mechanisms for being koine are shinui hashem, where there's natural shinui in the object, and shinui rishus, which enables a third party to be koine as if he was motze metzia, directly from yeyush. Those are the only ways that there can be a kinyan in a gezeira. But the Rambam has a different view. The Rambam says there's actually a ganav can be, there's some other kinyan at play. And that's yeyush and shinui rishus that come together, which have nothing to do with aveda, because this is not be'er Torah bo liyodu. At the moment that this gazlin sells it or gives it to the third party, he is a das acheres makne. How can that be? You'll ask, there hasn't yet been shinui rishus. It's all very well that there's been yeyush, but there hasn't been shinui rishus, so how's the kinyan been chal? As the Rashba said, and remember we spent a lot of time on the Rashba previously, So the Rashba had this amazing chidush of the simultaneous hekdesh and kinyan being chal.
Simultaneous.
So it's true that because the hekdesh is a shinui rishus, but in order for it to be a shinui rishus, you've got to be able to be makdishit, and you can't be makdishit if it's not yours. So we had this strange hamtzor of the Rashba, and I don't remember if we actually were masbirit, if we actually had a way of understanding it conceptually. So now the Sefer makes a huge jump, and he applies the Rashba's Chidush by Hekdesh to the din here too, and says this idea of shinui rishus doesn't take place after the kinyan. It takes place at the very moment, and there is the idea of the shinui rishus and the kinyan happening at the same time. So it's not that it has to become yours before you kone. The act of transfer, the moment of transfer from one rishus to another rishus, creates the kinyan.
There's no before or after. You know, there's no timeline anymore. It's just immediate.
Yes, the actual transfer. It's not that now that you've got it, that's the shinui rishus doesn't mean the outcome of shinui rishus. It means the process of shinui rishus, the maisa of shinui rishus. Being mishane rishus is a kinyan. That's how you've got to learn the Rashba according to the Ketzer Zafeshin. That the act of the maisa of shinui rishus, being mishane the rishus from one person to another, is the kinyan.
So in the case of the ganav, the question always was, how could a ganav be koinet? We're still going to categorize this case as Bisura Asuliyare because he's a thief. But yet, at the exact same time, once you have a Sheni Rishus here, he owns it. You have Yish, even if Yish comes post, right? That's the Chiddush of the Rambam, is that even if Yish comes after the Sheni Rishus, which is considered Isser, that's Gezela, he's still Koinev. Because of the power of this combined Yish and Sheni Rishus Kenyan. So is it still considered Beisur Asuliyade?
Well, yes, because the Yeyush could come later. According to the Rambam, there doesn't even have to be Yeyush yet. The Yeyush could come later. So there are two kinyonim that you need in order for this to work. One kinyon is your Mashane Rishus.
You need the Yeyush as well, even if it's after.
And you need Yeyush. So if it hasn't been Yeyush, and we say Das Acheres Makne Unesinose LeKotan UKniyose Boin Keechod, so the cotton is Koine with Shini Rishus, and that Shini Rishus gives the Gazlan the right to be Makne, to be the Das Acheres. But what about if there hasn't been Yeyush yet?
It doesn't matter, because even if the Yeyush comes later, Isser does not interfere or interrupt.
Right. So what he wants to say is that it's Das Acheres Makne, even if there hasn't yet been Yeyush. Since Shinui Rishus is a valid Kinyan, so Shinui Rishus is a Das Acheres. So now you've got the strange situation. So you've got the Chafetz, you've got the Gezela, the Gazlan takes the Gezela from the Bailim. The Bailim is not Miyashim, they don't even know it's gone yet. The Gazlan now sells it to a third party. At that moment, two things happen. The third party gets it, he still has to have Yeyush, understandably, but the Shinui Rishus has taken place, and the Shinui Rishus gives effect to two things. It gives effect to the third party getting that piece of the Kinyan, and it gives effect to the Gazlan being a Das Acheres Makne. He becomes a Makne, even though he never owned it. That Shinui Rishus makes him a Makne for a moment. The same as by Hektish. The same as he can be Makdish, even though it's not his. Since at that moment of transferring it to Hektish, he becomes an owner for an instant while he's Makne.
So is the Shinui Rishus on its own a Kenyan?
It is a Kenyan. It is a Kenyan. He says that very clearly. It is a Kenyan. It's not a complete Kenyan. It's not a Kenyan allows complete ownership, but it is a Kenyan.
It is a Kenyan, but I require the combination of Yish, but it doesn't matter if the Yish comes post.
Yes, says the Rambam, because it's got nothing to do with Hetero Isura. It's just you need two things. You need the Kenyan is Shinui Rishus, and you need Yeyush. It's not that Yeyush is the Kinyan. According to the Ramban, Tosfos, and the Rosh, Yeyush is the Kinyan. All that Shinui Rishus does is it creates Hetera and makes him like a Motzei Aveda. According to the Ramban, Shinui Rishus is the Kinyan. And you need Yeyush in order for it to be Chal. But Tziruf Yeyush, you need Yeyush in order for that Kinyan to be Chal, but the Yeyush can come later. But the Shinui Rishus is the Maisa Kinyan. And it's a Maisa Kinyan that for an instant even makes the Makne an owner. An owner in the right to be Makne, if nothing more than that. He doesn't have any other ownership. It doesn't make him an owner to use it or to anything. The only ownership it gives him is the right to be Makdish or Makne. According to the Rashbam. So that really becomes the Machlokes. The Rambam on the one hand and Tosfos Rosh and Ramban on the other hand. The Machlokes is which is the Kinyan? Is the Kinyan the Shinui Rishus? And you just need Yeyush somewhere along the line? Or is the Kinyan Yeyush and Shinui Rishus just makes it a terrible yodin?
So the Nistapakti is, depending on which Shita we follow, the Halacha with the Katan will differ.
Yes, so well, the way he's got it so far is that according that my Sofik depends on whether you learn the the Kinyan Gezeira, like the Rambam or like the others? Do you hold that Shinui Rishus is the Kinyan or that Yeish is the Kinyan? Aval Shitas HaRosh VaHatosis VaRamban Shizuchanu Ein Lo Yomar Dinasi Nosui Ukini Yosui Boyin Keechot. The Rashbos hold Hamtzor doesn't work according to them. The Dapke B'Shinui Hashem De Gazlin Grufe Kani B'Shinui Hashem Ikrameim Adekdeshu Kini Yosui Boyin Keechot Kima Dinasi Shinui. Where there's a Shinui Hashem, I can say Kini Yosui Vekdeshu Boyin Keechot. Aval b'yeyush v'shinei rishus la'ilom ein ha'gazlan koine, kima desvirle d'shinei rishus v'achar kach yeyush ein ha'koine, mishum d'bisuri atal yodeh. V'im kein ein ha'kinyon elo le'mekabel v'loy le'gazlan klal. There's no way that the gazlan is koine, because there has to be, shinei rishus makes it heteru bo le'yodeh, it was never heteru bo le'yodeh for the gazlan. So shinei rishus does nothing for the gazlan, according to the, so this was the Rosh and the Rambah. And if it does nothing for the gazan, it means the gazan was could never become a das acheres makne. V'im kein ein akotan zoichim atzma kima delek a das acheres makne.
This is where we got to.
So let's just have a look at the last. Let's read through the last part, even if we don't understand it, we'll at least clarify what the issues are. And I think probably next week it would be good before we go further is to chazer the whole Sifkot when we've had a chance to actually to work with it. But it's a beautiful, isn't it? Really beautiful the way he's defining the machlokesin based on his sofek.
Yeah.
And
his use of the Rajba.
Yes, brilliant. So brilliant. And the Rashba working only according to the Rambam, but not according to the others. V'afilu l'das ha'nimiki Yosef perek kama dimitziya, the hefke midas choshuv das acheres makneh, so now he throws a spanner into the works. The nimiki Yosef has a shita, that hefke midas is considered das acheres makneh. The person deliberately and intentionally is mafkir. That's like the asacheris makir. It's not just that makir. It's not just that you've withdrawn. There's some kind of force in your hefker which propels it into the rishus of anybody who's okay. V'chein das Rashi sham daf yud beis yeyush ena mitam hefker. Even if you want to say that hefker midas is a das acheris makir, you'll remember from the previous sif cotton that yeyush isn't because of hefker. Yeyush is different. And what about Rashi that says it is mitam hefker? So now we've got a problem. So Rashi who says that yeish is mitam hefker, together with the Nemuki Yosef who says that hefker mi das is considered das acheres makne. Surely it should work for a koton even l'shitas Tosfos in the Rosh. Disvirle the mitam hefker mikol makom eino hefker mi das. But even Rashi will agree that it will never be hefker midas, even if you hold like the Nuki Yosef, that there is such a thing as hefker midas being a das acheres makne, yeyush is not hefker midas. Elo yeyush havis siluk rishusei, yeyush is siluk rishus. Remember we touched on that in the last sif cotton, that yeyush is a withdrawal of rishus. In a way, it's not even a withdrawal of ownership. The withdrawal of ownership is mamela. It's just, I have no rishus, I have no control over this. I'm not giving up my ownership because I'm still the owner. Nothing's happened to give up my ownership. But I have no rishus. Memele, if you have no rishus over it, you don't have bailus. V'nikne kemoi hefker, and therefore it can be nikne like hefker can be nikne. But it's not hefker, you actually mesalek your bailus. So if you want to be mafkir something, like the case in Bava Kamma where the balabos is mafkir the leket, he knows exactly what he's doing, and he's not saying, I don't have shlita over it, I don't have rishus. You do have rishus over it, it's in your field. He says, yes, it's in my field, but I'm mafkir it. That's called hefker midas, where you're saying, I'm no longer the bailim, I'm transferring it to anybody who wants to take it. It's like a matona without a specific individual named. It's like a mechira without a specific individual named. I'm giving it away. I'm giving it away to anybody who picked it up. That's not the same as Yeish. Yeish is not I'm giving it away. Yeish is just what can I do? I acknowledge that I have no shlita over it. I have no rishus over it. Aval in bo mishum hefke midas, v'kimen de lekani midor, I seem kemen de rabbanan nami lekani, de metzias kereshe te v'kotan, eno alem v'dei dake sholem, de lo lesi li insuye. The only reason for a cotton to be koine is because of dake sholem, v'hochmi ma cotton eno zecha arehu shol ha'abaylim, v'lo ati li insuye. And that whole reason doesn't apply here. So it's not a blanket derabonan that they said a child can be koine from hefke. They said specifically to avoid argument. But where there's no chashash of argument and it would still remain in, it's not as if it's a hefke and everybody's going to fight over it. If the cotton isn't zoche, it belongs to the original owner. And it's very clear, there's no argument. So there are a lot of Mariam Mekomis that I think it would probably be good to learn through so that we can learn. I would imagine that there's some chidush in how the Tzoyis is learning each of these Mariam Mekomis. The Tosfos and Bava Kamma we saw a little bit, and how he understands the Namiki Yosef and the other thing. So there might be merit in actually looking at the Mariam Mekomis and identifying where in the Mariam Mekomis there is chidush in the Gemara in the Meforshim, the Rishonim, introduced by the Ktzos. So understanding the Ktzos is chidush, we've got a good sense of it today. But what I would like to do still next week is just check: does he introduce chidush in the way his mevarer the Rishonim, or is he merely bringing rise from the Rishonim and they're very clear as they stand?
Well, I'd like to see that, Mukios, as well.